At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The executive chairman of Atlantic Lithium, Neil Herbert, bought more shares in the company recently. He's joining us now to tell us exactly why and what's going to happen next.
Hi, Alistair. Good to be here again. So, yes, a little bit more buying from my side, which I think director buying the last 13 months is about 2.8 million sterling. So we've all been in there buying shares. And the reason is we really believe in the project and what we're doing. And obviously, we're now coming to a very important part, which is the completion of all the permitting steps so that we can break ground later in the year. So this quarter is a very busy quarter for us. So lots of news flow coming up. We have the ratification by Parliament, which is for the mining lease that was issued to us at the end of October last year. It goes through a parliamentary ratification process. We have the second investment by the Sovereign Wealth Fund coming up as well, which should coincide with the ratification. And we also have the Ghana Stock Exchange listing also coming up in the short term. We also look to complete the offtake process around the end of the quarter. And indeed, we have further drilling results yet to come from our last set of drilling on Dogleg.
An amazing amount of news flow, really. I mean, investors must look towards that with glee and encouragement after, a wider general market in which there's not been much good news. Atlantic Lithium has at least been able to provide some. And I suppose one reason why you're buying now, Neil, correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're going in and out of close periods a fair amount.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually really difficult to find periods when you can buy shares. So I had a short window where I could get some additional shares at the end of last week. I popped in and just picked some up before I am prevented from buying shares most of the time, as you'll appreciate, Alistair. So when we do have the opportunity, one or other of us has tended to nip in and just to get a few more shares and increase our position. So, it's been a very substantial investment from my side over the last year. And I really feel that it's a turnaround point for us in terms of the valuation and perception regarding the project, because obviously we're moving to complete all the permitting by next quarter and break ground by the end of the year to take the project to production. So looking at first production next year with the full plant being commissioned the year following. And it's quite timely as well, because we've seen the lithium prices have been recovering since the beginning of the year. And obviously we have a very low cost project. As I always say, if you have a project that's low capex and low opex, it will survive any price scenario. So you can live out the bottom of the market and then enjoy the good times when the prices are higher.
Yeah, and just remind us about one of the salient points about the Ewoyaa project in Ghana that you have there, that the funding is being handled by other parties, really. It's not going to be down to Atlantic Lithium to continue diluting shareholders at any point forward in any major way.
So we have an existing agreement with Piedmont Lithium, which Ultima is interested in a 50% offtake and earning into a interest in the project. So they'll have an equal interest in the project by funding most of the CapEx. So they fund the first 70 million of CapEx and then 50% of all the remaining CapEx. So we also have the Sovereign Wealth Fund of Ghana. So they obviously already made an investment in Atlantic Lithium last quarter. They're looking to make another investment of around 28 million this quarter. And then they provide ongoing funding, which is estimated about 11 million. So they provide funding as well. And I think we're estimated to put in about the same amount as the Sovereign Wealth Fund over the course of the project. But we're not actually called on that money into next year, because obviously we provided a lot of the upfront funding, and we are providing that money. We intend to provide that money through the offtake process that we're running, which is effectively a prepayment arrangement against future delivery of product. So, and that's going very well too. So yes, the idea here is to have minimum dilution to shareholders under all circumstances that we can possibly allow for.
Yeah, and so directors, the last round of director buying was in February. Now we've got you buying again in April. There's plenty of news flow coming up. It looks as though the lithium price might recover. I don't know if you want to say anything about that. But then, and then you're on into production. So this is a reasonably upbeat and positive context that this share purchase activity is taking place in.
So in terms of the lithium price, obviously it reached it's been a very volatile market. The last 10 years, as I think I've said before, is that 3 years it was the worst performing commodity, and in 3 years it was the best performing commodity. And that's really just related to it's been a very immature market, because obviously lithium was a tiny market if you go back 10 years ago, and now it's growing very rapidly. So estimated growth around 25-30% per annum. In terms of new supply that's needed. There aren't actually that many projects that can actually produce economically at around these levels. And obviously we're one of the few. So we're very well placed in terms of taking the project forward to production. In terms of the lithium price, it's always very hard to predict mineral prices, particularly in something that's volatile, but it does look like the market stabilized. So it got down to about $800. And I think the current pricing is around $1,200 per concentrate. So that's a good number, particularly when your C1 cash costs, which ours are $371, and our all-in sustaining cost is $675. So that's a very good number for us. We'd be happy operating at those sorts of levels, but do think there's continued upside, if you like, in the lithium price, and particularly when we get to production or the full production plant in 2026, it looks like it's very timely indeed, because there just isn't enough new production to cater for forecast demand in that period.
What's your long-term view of how the project is going to shape up then? Is the ownership structure going to stay the same, or do you think you're going to see further interest from other parties looking to come in and maybe do some sort of corporate transactions?
That's a good question, because obviously in October and November last year, we were approached with two proposals to take over the company, which was at 33 pence per share. I mean, you currently trade around 20 pence per share. So we did give good consideration to those at the time. Obviously, we didn't feel they represented value at that point in time. With the completion of permitting, so if there are parties out there who see the opportunity, and obviously that we de-risk the project by completing the permitting, the nearer we are to production, obviously the more potential value there is to an acquirer. We'll see whether that interest is renewed. I think it's a very good project. People do approach us to talk about it. But that said, our primary focus here is to creating value by taking the project to production. So we continue to work down that road. And if somebody comes around and offers us a good price, I always said, the directors will consider it, and the price is right, we'll accept it. But that's not the way we run the company. The way we run the company is to maximize value by taking it to production.
And putting your money where your mouth is by buying more shares today, your interest now 1.25%, I believe.
It has indeed. So it's grown a lot over the last year or so, for a lot of share buying. So a wise investment, I feel. So I hope I'm proven right on that.
Well, I hope so too, Neil. Neil Herbert of Atlantic Lithium, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.